Minister of Transport, Fifi Kwete, has questioned the credibility of the NPP and its presidential candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo, as being the alternative to the ruling NDC. Speaking in Accra at a forum dubbed Setting the Record Straight, Mr. Kwete said the track record of untruths and failed promises of the NPP cannot make its manifesto trustworthy. Here is a report by Nathaniel Nati.
The second edition of the Setting the Record Straight focused on alleged mismanagement of government funds as well as the Eurobond fund in 2008. Mr. Fifi Kwete mentioned instances where the NPP misused state funds and money borrowed from the international financial institutions.
Let's bear in mind that it is only a government with poor priorities that will borrow money from international financial markets and use it for the following. $107.2 million the NPP used for the payment of pensions and salaries for the month of July 2008. They spent $10 million and transferred that to government machinery that is under the president. They spent $14.8 million to pay judgment debt. They spent $62.28 million to buy consumables such as fluorescent lamps, energy materials, materials for electrification, wooden electricity poles. I mean, something that ECG is supposed to actually generate from their own revenue. Who would spend millions on buying trains when there was even no railway line?
According to him, the NPP flag bearer and his running mate are desperate for power and would resort to telling lies and making promises they cannot fulfill. He added that the NDC is led by a trustworthy candidate with promises that can be fulfilled.
Albeit not perfect achievement, the John Mahama-led NDC is asking for 4 more years with a promise of not just completing so many projects and programs that are near completion, but to also take Ghana to the next level from 2017. Unlike the NPP that makes promises and abysmally fails to deliver, the NDC in the past and present has established a proven track record of working hard to deliver as many of our promises as possible.
He urged Ghanaians to make the right choice and vote for John Mahama on December 7 for the NDC to continue its good work.
Nathaniel Nati report. Beg your pardon, that report was filed by Nathaniel Nati.